Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Folks came down there just to steal, just to destroy property, and just to hurt officers. That was the purpose of their coming.
Chief, what's it going to take to get this under control?
Well, right now we have the assistance of St. Louis County, the Missouri Highway Patrol, federal assets, and the National Guard. So right now, we seem like we're getting a little control with all of those people helping us. But at the end of the day, the whole thing is, what is the point of folks jumping up and down, high-fiving each other, flourishing pistols, throwing gasoline on policemen, throwing bottle rocks and that type of thing at officers, and then laughing about it, and then you have four officers laying on the ground injured. You can ask me something, but I'm saying I don't know how to process. I'm not processing that.
Can you tell us a little more about how they were shot? We were up there tonight on Olive. There's like 16th and Olive. Right. Was really hot tonight.
Right.
Where there was a whole string of officers in protective gear. Were these four in that line? Were they?
They were on the side of the line, so they weren't at. They weren't actually.
Where did it happen?
So it's somewhere between like 15th and 16th and Olive.
Okay. And do you feel that there was just one shooter, multiple shooters?
We have no idea how many shooters there were.
Have there been any arrests?
We have not identified any shooters or made any arrests with respect to the shootings.
Does it look like just random shots into the police line?
I believe some coward randomly shot at the police line.
Okay.
Chief, you mentioned about the National Guard, that they've come in now. What does that mean? Does that inflame the situation?
Well, hey, I think right now it is obvious that they're helping us keep control of the city. So, they're being very helpful as we speak.
Last question. Okay, thank
you. When you see this, Chief, how does this make you feel?
It makes me feel, how I feel right now is a pit in my stomach. I'm stunned. And we need to pray for our city and pray for these officers. That's what we need to do. But I can't describe my emotions, sir. I just know that I don't understand what's going on. Innocent officers being shot at. I can't explain that to you. But somebody thinks, obviously, the person that did it thought that somehow is constructive. And all it is destructive, theft, and property damage is all it is. Thank you.
How many officers were around the officers who were shot? Dozen.
There you have it. Are you there, Michael, Ryan?
Yeah, Maria Fakina with us live from outside of Barnes Jewish Hospital. A very emotional scene we just had from the St. Louis City Police Chief, John Hayden. First of all, Maria, he gave us some information on these officers shot, for instance, in the leg, the foot, the arm. But overall, to describe the night, he called it pretty bad. He said, what constructive is going on out there? It's destructive versus constructive. He said that some officers had gas dumped on them, he got emotional. He said, Maria, how can we make some sense out of this?
Well, and Michael, you know, I've covered Chief Hayden since he became the chief, and he's always very, very calm, his demeanor very quiet speaking, and you never see much emotion out of him. This is a side we have not seen of Chief Hayden. He had tears in his eyes when he got emotional at that one point. And he
said,
can't make sense of it.
I don't know what else to say.
Right. That's what he said. You can ask more questions, but I don't know what else to say. So, and
yeah,
he is thankful for the National Guard being in here. Yeah. And the National Guard is in St. Louis now. So, and they are trying to bring it, but you heard the chief there just for a minute. He said they're still trying to bring it under control. It is not completely under control yet in the city of St. Louis.
It's 1:57, so we're up against CBS News. Maria, can we check back in with you at about 2:04?
I'll be here.
All right. Thank you very much, Maria Kina. Michael Calhoun, back to Ryan Recker.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. And yeah, great work from everyone involved here tonight. And I got to say, this is one of those nights we're not going to forget in a very long time. And I think that Chief Hayden summed up basically the emotion a lot of us are feeling right now, the frustrations that the police force must feel, that their role right now, and I hate to put it so bluntly, but their role can't be to stand there and get shot and have explosives like gasoline poured on them, get rocks thrown, and that is their role, is to be the punching bag for this movement. That cannot be something that's sustainable when you have four police officers in the hospital after being shot, luckily in non-life-threatening conditions right now, but leg, foot, arm, I don't know what we could do in another night of this, and I don't know how you can expect police officers to just stand there and be willing to just take this night after night. There has to be something stepping in. So we're going to get the very latest from Michael Calhoun in the KMOX newsroom coming up in just a few moments. And I got to say, thank you for joining us here on Overnight America. We'll be back again tomorrow night. I'm on Facebook, Ryan Recker Radio. It's another great place for you to connect with us. I've been posting updates on Twitter, too, at Ryan Recker. Of course, KMOX Radio in the radio.com app. If you wanted to rewind and hear that full press conference, I'm going to be putting something up on that here very shortly. Please stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow. Listen to Total Information AM. You'll get a lot of information there and a full recap of everything that happened tonight. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. We'll see you soon on Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.